With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Donald Trump says he's the best candidate for the presidency, not Kamala Harris.
This is all you need to know. Kamala broke it. She broke it. We will fix it. I will fix it. It'll be fixed very fast. And America will be bigger, better, bolder, richer, safer, and stronger than ever before.
At a rally in North Carolina, the former president spoke of the assassination attempts on his life.
I put everything on the line for you, and including my life itself. I mean, in all fairness, I don't talk about it, but I did. And I need you to do one thing. We don't want your money. I don't want any money. I don't want anything. We don't want. All we want is one simple thing. Get out on Tuesday.
Also, at SRNNews.com, Britain's Conservative Party has elected Kemi Badenoch as its new leader, the first black woman to hold office there.
She replaces former Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, who in July led the Conservatives to their worst election result since 1832. Badenoch is a former software engineer who has pledged to rewire, reboot, and reprogram the British state.
Correspondent Rika Ann Garcia. Moldovans casting votes in a decisive presidential runoff that pits pro-Western incumbent Maia Sandu against Russia-friendly former Prosecutor General Alexander Stoyanolego. Now, the vote is being held as ongoing claims of voter fraud and intimidation threaten the democratic process in that country. An Israeli court is considering now whether to lift a gag order on a case surrounding suspected leaks of classified information, that from an associate of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, he has denied any wrongdoing. This is SRN News. Latinos are the fastest growing group of American evangelicals.
According to the Pew Research Center, 15% of them identify as evangelical Protestants now. They are an influential voting bloc, particularly in swing states, and both parties are vying for their votes in a year when margins are expected to be thin. Among all evangelicals, Latinos are the fastest growing group. About 50% of them identify as Republicans, 44% Democrat. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nationally, Catholic voters have been a crucial swing in recent presidential elections. This year, in the vital state of Pennsylvania, they'll likely comprise at least a quarter of the electorate and thus play a pivotal role in deciding the overall outcome. Many are supporting Donald Trump, citing Kamala Harris' support for abortion and the LGBT agenda. Catholics are becoming a critical constituency for the former president. This is SRN News. Some people who took a new schizophrenia drug for 1 year improved with only a few side effects.
However, many dropped out of the research. Schizophrenia is a severe mental illness that can cause people to hear voices, feel paranoid, and withdraw from others. Bristol Myers Squibb's Cobenfy was approved by the FDA in September. There's been great hope among doctors because the drug acts in the brain differently from other schizophrenia medicines. The latest results presented at a medical meeting in Boston come from 2-year-long studies. John Scott reporting.
A suspect charged with murder and the brutal killing of a Montana man. The suspect allegedly told authorities he arrived at a campsite intending to stay at night, but found it occupied by the victim. The authorities say the suspect hit the victim with a piece of wood, stabbed him with a screwdriver, and then hit him with an axe. More details at SRNNews.com.